Hey everybody, it's Thursday, which means it's another episode of Naturally Unbothered. I am Shari.
I am Ebony. I am Ebony.
Hi, Ebony.
Just in case y'all forgot.
What you drinking?
I am drinking fruit punch. I'm not going to show the brand because I'm not endorsing them.
No water. No water today. Just fruit
no
punch.
Water. I'm taking a little break, but I am completely off soda, and I have been off soda for about 3 weeks now.
Okay. How you feel about that?
It's hard, man. It was hard. It was rough.
Well, I'm proud of you because I know how you like your sodas.
I do like my orange drinks, my orange sodas, but so I'm off soda.
Okay, well, good. Congratulations.
Thank you.
So.
What you drinking?
Oh, I'm drinking wine. Sorry. I'm drinking some wine. A little Chardonnay. That's what I'm drinking. Had a little dinner party on Sunday, and it's leftover from
You have a
Sunday's
dinner
dinner
party
party.
at your
Yeah,
place?
just a little. Yeah, just a little dinner party. Just a little dinner party at my
You host some
place.
parties?
Yeah, nothing big, nothing spectacular. Just a little nice little dinner party.
I'm hosting parties. I host
I
birthday
saw
parties.
that. That I saw that, and I saw that your new and latest party that you'll be hosting.
I'll be hosting a fuck ninja free party. It's my first divorce party. I will be hosting on Saturday, the 26th.
Okay, that's awesome. I see that you done had the brunch. Now you done did some birthdays, the brunch, and now you're doing a divorce party. You could have to be a whole little event planner in a minute.
Yeah, I know. It's themed Independence Day. And it's a little play on to that because they were married on Independence Day.
Oh,
so it's the true Independence Day. So it's quite it's going to be quite the spectacular.
I don't know why I didn't think that they were legally married.
Oh, why? I don't know why either.
I thought they were just
They and they
like,
was.
you know, boyfriend and girlfriend. I don't even think they were
No.
married the whole time.
Yeah, they're married, very much so.
Well, they're divorced, very much so.
Divorced.
Yeah. Okay.
Very
All
much
right.
so. Yeah.
All right. Excellent. Well, congratulations to her.
Thank you. Oh,
and congratulations to you for hosting yet another great event at your house.
Yet another shindig at my place. Yep.
All right. Well, let's get into this show for today because we got a lot of little doozies to talk about. The first thing we're about to talk about is we haven't shamed anybody it's been a little while. We haven't shamed anybody. Maybe about 2 episodes. We ain't shamed nobody, like, on purpose. Like,
somebody
got into a story and then shamed them in the end, but this is the regular shame on you, bitch. So I'm pretty sure that you guys have heard in the news about this private school teacher who was accused of molesting a teenager in the park.
Wait, what?
And decided to buy him a gun for his 14th birthday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's
So,
quite trash.
Like I said, it's a private school teacher. She works at a Christian school. She decided that she was going to buy her little boyfriend, Boo, a Glock 19 for his 14th birthday.
Yo, like, I don't understand it. I just don't understand why she thought that was okay. Like,
her name is Taisha Baldwin. She's 34. And Of course, she met this happened in Wisconsin. She met the boy at school, of course. She had been texting him all last fall over 2,200 text messages. She has sent him flirtatious language. She done sent him videos of herself, nude pictures, just.
I think she's probably the most deplorable of them all. Because why is she buying a gun for this little, for this person who is obviously a thug? I mean, there's no regular kid fucking with the teacher asked for a gun. So obviously he was already in the streets, for the streets. So she's the worst of them all.
Yeah, so she basically took him to a park in June and molested him at the park is what, he told police. Later the teen told the police that he asked Ballin to buy him a Glock 19 handgun because he couldn't go without protection. And
Protection
so
from who?
she went and bought him a handgun plus the ammunition,
So she could
along
have
with some.
called
So for
someone's
his
dad.
birthday, she gave him the Glock 19. She gave him some books to read.
On how to use it?
No, just some books. Like,
Like motherfucking Cat in the Hat.
I mean, he 14. I hope it's not Cat in the Hat, but it could be.
Just ridiculous.
So the way she got found out about because the parents one day he was asleep, the parents went through his phone, and when they went through his phone, they was like, "What the fuck?"
Exactly. And then you got the teacher in your phone's name as teacher in the phone. I'm just assuming
Yeah,
that's how they found
he had
it.
been putting hickeys on her neck, and she had been taking pictures of herself showering and.
That
So
bitch needs to
the
be under the
teen asked
jail.
her for money. She had given him money, like up to like $1,000.
She needs to be
And
under the jail. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
but he was asking her to buy him a second gun. And she said, "I'm not gonna buy you another gun, but I'll give you this $1,000."
Bitch, I'm
So
disturbed by this bitch's
he
actions.
also ran away, and the parents had to file a missing person report on his ass, and his ass was laid up with her.
He would have stayed rent away. Rent away. Stay your ass where you was at with that raggedy ass teacher of yours.
So,
Yeah.
I gotta ask, but I'm sure you already know.
Yeah, because
What
what's her
color
name?
do we think she is?
What was her name?
Taisha Baldwin.
Yeah.
Well,
Unless you know any other ethnicities with the name Taisha, she's a
this is
Negro.
what she looks like.
She's just dumb.
Right? But let me show y'all what she looked like when she got arrested.
Right. I was like, they took that wig off, didn't they?
There she go.
Oh. Damn, she looks younger. I tell people all the time, wigs and certain makeup makes you look old as fuck. She looks so much younger without that wig and shit she had on.
Yeah, she's 34 years old, and she was arrested for a second degree sexual assault of a child and giving a gun to a minor or some shit like that. And what is it? Second degree child sexual assault. Yeah, and giving a dangerous weapon to a child. I just said it wrong, but yeah. But why this bitch out on bond? Why her bond was $2,500?
Her bond was what?
$2,500.
That
Is
bitch
she
got
gonna
Johnny
stop fucking
Cochran on
with
her
him?
team.
Is she gonna stop fucking with him? Absolutely
No.
not. It only cost
No.
her $2,500, and she done clearly done gave him $1,000 before, so she ain't worried about that little.
Exactly. Clearly she got down the Anthony Casey lawyer on her damn I said Anthony Casey. Whatever that girl's name was, hell.
Yeah, but
That
bullshit. The bullshit.
lady, man.
So yeah, we shaming Taisha Baldwin. You're a piece of shit ass bitch. And
Yeah, Jody, her ass whooped. Like, I just.
you bought this man a gun. This kid a gun.
Right, a kid. Like, he's a baby. A baby. She bought a baby a gun. She bought a baby
He
a
can't go
gun.
without protection. What you mean? You 14. Your parents need to be protecting you. I don't even
I'm
understand.
trying to. Right. If he would have killed somebody.
She would have been they would have been going trying to go after the parents, but they need to go after her.
Her. Exactly. I will never understand. I will never understand how people. This story is stupid. Just all around. It's just dumb. Just dumb.
Yeah, shame on her.
I cannot and will not.
And I'm gonna say something to you. But if you don't get off that motherfucking phone and stop playing that motherfucking Monopoly game, I promise you I'm gonna reach to this motherfucker and I'm gonna choke the shit
Monopoly.
out of you. Yes, you are, bitch.
I'm
Yes, you
not.
are. Yes, you are. Hold up your phone. Don't click nothing. Cause you are. I know you. Now, oh, you're on your tablet. Same damn difference. And get off that shit. We have a recording. And I bet you don't know the closing.
I do know the closing.
Whatever. You better get off that
I'm
fucking game
off.
and pay attention and be on this damn show.
I'm paying
The
attention.
fuck? Nah. You looking down way too much. I'm like, this bitch ain't reading no articles. This bitch is over here playing the fucking
Was
game. Bitch, no, I know you. You ain't shit.
fine. Fine.
See,
Damn.
your response let me know that your ass wasn't paying all the way full attention.
Oh, what you said? You said something?
Nothing. Don't even fucking worry about it. Just fucking pay attention now at this moment to this next story about these dumbass people who got arrested. This dumb girl and dumb dude for prostituting this girl. She got away from them, went to a hotel. They found her ass, drug her out the hotel. They got all this camera footage of them dragging her out. I'm talking about snatched her by her hair from the counter at the hotel, drug her all the way through the lobby, all the way out the exit door.
The police didn't get there in time.
No, the police didn't get there in time, but they still found their asses. They're
Okay.
talking about thank God we found her before they solicited her. She already was prostituting. She done got away from their ass.
So she got away, rent a hotel to seek help.
I think she probably was doing a Tina Turner, like, hey, Ramada Inn. My name's Tina Turner. My
Yeah,
husband just whooped my ass a few minutes ago, and I just need somewhere to sleep. I feel like that's what was happening. And then they seen her ass and was like, "Bitch, what are you doing?" And snatched her up. It's very violent.
she should have called. Not, I bet she should have called 911.
She didn't get to catch n call
The people
nobody
should have
because
called 911.
they
The
literally
people.
caught her from behind
Yeah,
and drug her.
the people should have
Let
the
me let
help.
you look at this. Let me, it's where well, I gotta wait for this little ad to go because it's an actual news story.
I need you to
But yeah.
prescribe. I need you to subscribe to the ones with no commercials.
Whatever. Nope. I ain't gonna be able to do it. All right. Look at this video.
Oh, damn, she's holding on for dear life, and the man just sitting there. But she was black girl pulling her out. And that's what he called 911. Are you fucking serious right now? They black. Look, do you wait, hold on a minute. Hold on. Stop the fucking press. That person didn't do shit to help her. He didn't call 911. He didn't move from around that counter. He was scared. I would have shot. Ooh. I probably would have had my gun right there. I'm not supposed to have my gun at work. But I would have had my gun right there at that counter, and I probably would have shot their ass.
Yeah, this happened this past Wednesday. It says Henrietta Hotel.
Henrietta, Georgia, Henrietta, Oklahoma,
I don't
Henrietta.
know. I don't know what state. I'm looking to see what state.
They look just like some Oklahomans.
Whatever. I don't believe it's a Henrietta, Oklahoma, but it could be. There is a
It is a
Henrietta.
Henrietta, Oklahoma, right when
I
you
said
get
I don't believe it was in
in.
Henrietta,
Okay.
Oklahoma.
Say that damn shit, because I'm sure it was, because it looked like it was.
First of all, I just want you to know, she probably related to you. Her last name is Sims.
Okay, she's related to my husband then.
which you're related to. Her name is Shantiana. Yeah, Shantiana Sims of Rochester,
New
27
York.
years old.
That's New York. No wonder why
And
they
then the
didn't care.
dude's name was Cordell Brooks, 27, also of
You
Rochester.
know. People in New Yorkers, and not all New Yorkers, but they have a tendency when someone needs help to not assist. Just like that little boy who was in that store, and those people came out and they murdered him with machetes and shit. Because the person in that bodega didn't assist. They have a tendency to just look the other fucking other way because they're scared or afraid of retaliation or whatever the fuck it's gonna be. So, but how? I'm trying to figure out how they caught them.
Well, there is a guest to stay in the hotel. He said his room was overlooking the parking lot and he woke up to her screaming. And he's actually the one who called 911. But he's, you
I
know, he
would
woke
have
up to
been
that.
livid. I would have been livid. And just think, if that person would have seen how many other people, like how many other girls have ran away, got away, and not been assisted, not no one helped. They just turned the other way. I don't know if I'd be able to forgive the person who, what if that girl didn't get to go home?
Yeah,
And
I
also,
mean, maybe.
how long has she been out? Did they say anything about that? Like how long she was.
No. No, it just says that it just says what they were charged with. They're, you know, that they're charged with kidnapping and sexual trafficking, and their bail is
It shouldn't be no fucking bail.
$100,000.
Oh, should that is the bail?
That's their bail.
100,000 with the 10%, or that is the 10% of it.
100,000 cash bail, 250 insured bond, or $500,000 partial secured bond. Doesn't matter. Like, and this other lady done gave this kid a gun and sexually assaulted him, and she $2,500.
Two different, it just goes to show. Where are they at? Where was
It's
it? What city was they in?
simp. They was in Wisconsin.
Wonder what part of Wisconsin. Milwaukee? Waukesha?
I don't know. Yep, it start with a W. That's what's it right there, what you just said.
Waukesha?
Yep, that's exactly what it is. Okay, so it says the victim said to the police that she was not from the Rochester area, and that she had been working with the suspects for a short time and was taken to the hospital. So she was tired. She was a hoe for them. She was a prostitute.
I guess if, when you're tired, you're tired.
That's just crazy. Let me show you their pictures. Let me find their picture. Because I've seen a picture of them. I don't know if it's on here, but.
I gotta break the story up for a second too after
Break it up. Break it up. Go ahead while I look for their pictures. Because their picture ain't
so
coming up.
I'm trying to my chin is okay. Anyway, so today I had to do some stuff outside the house, and yesterday I was inside the house preparing for my new work that I'm going to start going to this week. And so I'm getting a new set of nails on Wednesday. But in that meantime, I was like, let me take my nails off. And then I guess I got sidetracked and completely forgot. So today when I went to go do my stuff on the computer at the job, she was like, go ahead, okay, you can sit right here and type your stuff on the computer. Why, when I put my hands up, didn't notice, mind you, didn't think about it, didn't, when I got to work, my hands looked like this. I have 0 nails on this head and all 5 on this one.
Why?
Because I was taking them off, and I guess I got sidetracked and never went back to finish these. Not, I mean, never like continued to take these off.
It's crazy. I can't find their pictures.
What
So
you mean? How
I
old was
can't
this
find the
girl?
pictures of the suspects.
Does it say?
I thought I seen pictures of them.
Does it say how old she was, though? She didn't look no more to be 18, 20,
No.
maybe.
No, it don't say how much it don't say. But let me look on Instagram because I had sent the story to y'all on Instagram. Let me see what it says on here. No, it doesn't. It just shows the video. I mean, she knocked down the whole computer and
Like
everything at
that
the
video is
hotel.
like something out of a movie. That video is like something out of a movie. It's like when you're being, it's like a Tyler Perry movie when she was getting dragged out the house.
Yes. I mean,
That's
it's a lot
like,
worse than that, but yeah, but
yes,
like, you know,
dragging
I
her by
mean,
her hair.
she must have been one of their really top quality bitches, I mean, prostitutes, hoes, because the way she drug her out of there, I just feel like y'all need to watch this again, the way she drug her out of here. I just feel like y'all just need to see it again.
He look, he gonna put one arm out.
Look
She's
at
dragging her by her hair and her neck, and she held on for dear life.
that. Just the way that she drags her.
I'm disgusted by
She's
that.
just dragging her through the corridor. Just.
And then here he come. They shouldn't be, yeah. That's kidnapping. So they got
Okay, this is
kidnapping
what they're
charges,
doing in
right?
Rochester, I mean, in New York.
Yeah. How far is Rochester from the Bronx?
I don't know. You can Google it. I ain't got time.
I don't need to. I don't want to
I
do
ain't
it.
got
Get
time.
somebody else to do it. I don't want to.
Listen, so I got a question. How long do you have to be dating somebody before you'll let them hit it raw?
Oh, immediately. Was playing. Dating, we wouldn't have be dating. We would have to be in something for real. Like it's no dating. Like we'd have to be in a relationship. Once we say we in a relationship, then I feel like we can just be fucking with each other. We're gonna be monogamous. It's just us. But if we just dating, we can't not stop wearing condoms. I mean, we gotta continue to wear condoms all the time.
I agree with that.
Yeah.
Definitely. We gotta do some testing too before we take the
Yeah, we
condom
have to
off.
come up with a complete understanding. You clean, I'm clean, and although some things can lay dormant, we're just not going raw until I have some type of commitment.
So you heard of the rapper Sexy Red, right?
What's she seen?
don't know.
I heard of her and I feel like I've seen her before, but I don't know her music. I feel old saying that, but I don't know her music.
I don't know. Don't ask me.
Is she the one who sing My Booty Hole Brown? My Pussy Pink?
Don't know. You find out what she's saying while I tell y'all about how this all came, while we talking about her. All right,
Okay.
so Jess Hilarious was on the, well, you know, she's on the Breakfast Club, but she did a story on the Breakfast Club about Sexy Red, how she basically told a cameraman, or yeah, the cameraman,
Is it
that,
Wendy?
you know,
Oh, here you
she's the raw dog queen.
go. Oh, Jesus.
You hear me? The raw dog queen.
The Raw Dog Queen. I'm sorry, you told me to look
Yeah.
her up and that's what I was doing, so I got sidetracked by her.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's what she said. She told him that she was the raw dog queen. They was like, what? She basically said that she contracted an STD twice from the same person, but continuously kept fucking him without a condom.
So you know that twice is more than two times.
Right.
It's like they both still got it.
She's probably had several STDs,
Yeah,
allegedly,
allegedly.
because
Yeah.
she don't wear condoms. She don't like condoms.
Exactly.
She don't like the way they smell. She said she don't like the way they feel. She don't like the way they smell. She said they make her pussy smell like fishy. And so,
Isn't that just the from all the condoms? I mean, from all the non-condom, all the semen that's inside of you that has that buildup, that's why it smells like that.
I feel like her body is having an adverse reaction to the cleanliness of a condom, because it's so used to
Electric.
the filth that she keeps injecting inside of her pussy.
Yeah, because that's just some giving HIV positive, allegedly.
It's giving, you have more than chlamydia.
It's giving, I'm sure you got cramps,
It's
allegedly.
giving syphilis if you come to
Yeah.
Houston with that,
It's giving, can you still see me?
I can
Somebody's
see you.
number. It's giving on the way to getting syphilis.
Corpse pussy. I said if she
Allegedly.
come to Houston, she might get syphilis. I said
Oh,
that when
yeah.
you froze.
So, yeah, somebody
Yeah.
was being okay, whatever.
Yeah, so she's basically the raw dog queen. So you know, once I start going and looking into a story, I always go and look at other shit. So I found out when she was on the Lil Yachty show,
Shut up, slow guy.
that she had a sex tape that was released due to her basically sleeping with somebody else's man. He was in a car accident. His phone, his he was in a car accident. I guess the girlfriend got a hold of his cell phone, looked through the cell phone, and then decided, oh, so you eating her coochie, and posted it on social media. And so that is how her sex tape came out, because the girlfriend was pissed off and published that shit. So not only are you out here never using a condom? Not allegedly, because you said it, you don't
Yeah,
use them.
that's
And you
right.
and this man down here eating your coochie, and you had chlamydia twice. I know you can get rid of chlamydia, but it don't even matter. Every time you having sex, you ain't using a condom, so
Allegedly, she kind of looked like her breast stink.
listen, that I thought she had herpes. Because of the piercing that was
Looked like somebody who was.
on her lip. Who pierces the actual lip?
I'm trying to make this picture go
I
bigger.
seen the underneath. I
Ooh, I
seen the
see it
like
on the lip.
the mare. You see, it looks like a herpes. Because then
Is that
if
a
you look at the
tattoo on her
side of it, it's
face?
got other little bumps on the side. It look like herpes. I'm sorry. I thought you had herpes, Sexy Red.
It's such a
What's sexy
contradiction.
about her? And I like women. What's sexy about her?
It's such a contradiction. to me to be this damn hood. And then have on some motherfucking glasses. Context that. You just, and I'm not bashing her because we love women on this podcast. However, comma.
I'm bashing her. She ain't nothing sexy about her to me.
She got
And
one here and through here. Here and through here. The piercing.
it's one. Yeah, I don't understand it.
I gotta hear this song that she's singing. Hold on, let me go back so I can pull the song up. You know the company she keep because she performs a song with pregnant Christian Rock or
Oh,
Christian
God.
Rock, however you pronounce the girl's name. Child, oh, child.
Smoking weed while she pregnant. That baby gonna come out with
Asthma.
all kind of shit in his
To be keeping going with the fact
Oh.
that
Okay, so I got to pull up the sexy. I got to go to Apple Music, I guess.
did
Go
you
ahead and
find out
continue.
what song she popular for?
I'm just gonna put in Sexy Red, and I mean, she can't have that many songs out, can she?
I mean, you don't never know these days.
That is true.
But yeah, I seen this that picture, and I'm just gonna show you because I definitely screenshotted it because I'm telling you, it looked like she got herpes on her lips. So when I first seen it, that's why I asked you, do she have herpes? Is that
Please
why they
don't
was
put
calling
me
her
in
the
one of the
Rah Rah
ratchet songs
Queen?
that I like. I hope she don't sing one of the ratchet songs that I like. You know what I'm saying? Because I'll be liking a lot of. This is the girl that sing Pound Town.
Oh, that's what she's saying? Well, you
She
knew
sing
what she
Pound.
sung. Because I didn't know.
Here it is. And she's from St. Louis.
Yeah, I know she's from St. Louis because that's where the accident was.
Oh.
Where she had the
Oh,
accident at.
no, sorry.
Anyway, we don't need to be playing her music no
Hey,
way. Anyway,
it's
moving right
ready to beat
along.
me out. Pow, pow.
I thought Sukiana is on there with the hair, and she just as bad. Jesus, what's wrong with the rap music today? Now,
I don't
oof.
know.
People can say what they want, and I don't even like little Nicki Minaj that much, but they can say what they want about Nicki Minaj. They can say whatever they want about Lil' Kim doing all the stuff to herself. But what they can't say is that she trash.
Neither one
Because
of them.
these new people, I baby. And this is excluding Cardi B and Megan, because I like Cardi B and Megan. But these two people,
It's a whole slew of them. Okay, so last week, if
it is a
anybody, if
first.
y'all listened to the show, we were talking about Four, from
Who's
Black
here
Ink
for?
Chicago. And I have to do a correction. Karen was absolutely correct when she said Four was caught walking on his hands and knees in the street.
Joe was.
It was him. It was him. She said that, and I
It
said
was him.
no. So it was him, and I have video footage.
Oh yeah, let's see. Bro, the beautiful being, it sure was him. Is he naked?
Yes, he got on a thong.
Wait a minute. It, and of course they're from fucking New York, okay?
Chicago.
Oh, Chicago?
Yeah, he's
He's,
Chicago.
oh, that's right. He is Chicago. Listen,
So I stand corrected. I had to correct that on the show. Yes. I needed to correct that, so but yeah. I still applaud him for, coming
is
out
outside, okay?
and, saying that he enjoys being pegged. And I don't kink shame him either because it is what it is.
I
But
mean,
it's a lot. I mean, he do a lot and he probably had
pegging,
the best sex ever.
I think he, I and I this could be completely wrong, but I think also he has had some type of interactions with the transgenders.
He did. He had one of his lovers was transgender.
So he, when he says he's all the way outside, he is outside.
Yeah, one of his lovers was transgender.
Sexually fluid. I believe he's sexually fluid. I don't know if he's ever said I'm sexually fluid.
Not the male to female transgender, the female to male transgender. Yeah.
Oh, female to male.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he said.
Mm-hmm.
He said female to male.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It don't matter what the price of rice of China, whatever the saying is. It don't matter. If he likes it, I love it. Enjoy yourself, be free. So he's not sexually fluid? I guess not.
I don't know. But anyway.
Allegedly, he's not. We don't know.
We don't know. I mean, I don't know any of that. I just know what I researched and what I was able to find out.
Okay.
And that's that. So.
He ain't going to Pound Town.
Can we get some Say My Name?
We can.
Say My Name.
Okay. Dear ladies, my name is Roxy and I am / was recently engaged. I have been with my fiance for 3 years and been engaged for 7 months. He just found out I have 2 kids, 5 and 7. He has called off the engagement. Was I wrong for not telling him about my kids, or is he wrong for calling off the engagement?
Bitch, if you lie about the kids, you're gonna lie about everything else. How do you lie about a 5 and a 7 year old? What? The 7-year-old, do they live? They must live with their daddy.
They got to.
She must have lost custody.
Right. And that is shit. It's not even that you lied about the kids, that you lost custody of the kids. Why? Because I can never even trust you around my kids if I got them or having kids with you.
Do I want you to be my baby mama?
Exactly.
Do I want to marry you and have kids with you after you don't have custody of your own kid?
That part. You know, I'll be for the kids. I really do be for the kids. I think in this case, he's right with calling off the engagement. I think he should call it off her and move on, because that what she probably feels like. How you had somebody for 3 years? Not a single.
Have you had two people for 3 years? I know y'all have been to family functions, outings, cookouts.
I'm just going,
I don't know what race they are. I'm just going to say, if they're not black.
They can't be.
Listen, I'm just saying, if they black, somebody going to tell. Because everybody got that one auntie at the cookout that talk too motherfucking much. You're going to tell all your goddamn business. Especially after she gets drunk.
They would have been told already.
Well, I know you can't be black. And I don't even possibly even think that you white, because I feel like the same shit. Everybody got that drunk somebody that's going to be like, now you know Barbara Ann came out here without these kids.
What if she told her kids to call her auntie?
I believe she has lost all custody of these kids. She does not get any type of visitation. She has been completely deemed unfit. Because how do you not tell a man that you don't have a 5 and a 7 year old?
Oh, if you lose custody of your kids, do you really have kids anymore?
Yes.
I'm sorry.
Right, she lost custody.
Yeah,
if you lose your parental rights, yes, you biologically had children, but they're legally not your children. So you don't have children in that.
Exactly. Essence,
but you gave birth to them. She didn't say that I legally, I don't have custody of my kid. I mean, I lost my parental rights. She didn't say
Well,
that.
she didn't make it clear. But so now it just leaves us to guess on all the things that it could have, should have happened or been. Maybe the kids are taken away. Maybe she does not have custody of the children anymore. And maybe she was like, well, dude, I don't have any more. They're not my kids. So,
dude, you are 1,000% correct in dumping her ass.
Don't say that.
I'm
retracting what I said.
He's 1,000% correct for dumping her ass, because if she lying about two human lies that she birthed, she's going to lie to you about whether she washed the clothes or not.
Get the details.
She's going to lie to you about if she put gas in the car. She's going to lie to you about if she really at the store. Like, you're going to have to put air tags on everything. Don't trust this hoe. Yeah. She ain't cooked that food. She bought that shit from the fucking Chinese store and warmed it up and made it seem like she cooked it. The bitch is a whole entire liar.
It's not
so
beef,
no, bitch. No, bitch. You cannot. You deserve it. You can talk now.
Are you sure?
I'm sure.
Because you sound like this happened to you. Bitch, did you write
it
this?
I didn't. But that bitch is, ugh.
Okay, so I feel like this could still work out if he gets some details about what happened. So, like, if she talks about it and she explains, hey, I did birth children, but my sister and or brother or whoever might have them adopted them. So they're not really my children anymore. They are their children. They know me as auntie. So if the secret got out like that, then yeah. So I can't really say, you know, whether or not.
I feel like if that was the case, she would have said, hey, Ebony, hey, Shari, hey, ladies, whatever. I lost custody of my kids. I never told my fiance. He found out, and then we broke up. That is not what the fuck happened. This bitch got two motherfucking kids that she done lost custody of, or whatever, for fucking whatever reasons. That bitch don't have them kids. Because you ain't no way you with somebody for 3 years and they got two kids and you don't know who the fuck or what the kids
are. I'm trying
to
figure out. First off, dude, have you ever been to her house?
That's what I'm saying. There's no way you could be together for 3 years and not know the kids.
You
not know,
nothing
about these kids. Come on now, Ebony.
He got secrets. Because there ain't no way I can go to somebody's
turn
house.
Turn this around on him? This is on her.
I blame him for not being more vigilant. He should have been like,
if we're dating and I say, hey, we start talking, oh, what color you like? What's your favorite meal? Ooh, do you have kids? Yes or no? This bitch said no. That is a question that you ask somebody. Do you have children? Are you in a relationship? No, I don't have kids. That bitch lied from day one, because I feel like that was a day one conversation. Do you have children? Is normally a day one conversation, bitch.
Maybe he didn't ask.
She lying about everything. She lying maybe about her color of her eyes. Don't trust nothing about this bitch.
Maybe he did not ask her, because you know there is a
who
way
don't
to say.
Ask that, Ebony? Who don't ask that?
I don't, you know, maybe she built like she don't got kids. It's possible.
You know,
so So maybe
there ain't a man alive that ain't gonna ask no bitch whether or not she got kids.
Did Rob ask me if I had kids?
Absolutely, he asked you if you had kids, and you asked him the same shit. Come on now,
I definitely asked him. I don't know if maybe he just automatically assumed that I did.
Whatever, that's a lie. That man asked you.
I said, I don't remember. It's been all the years. Fuck it.
I'm going to put up a poll. Would you go out with somebody without even asking them ever if they had kids?
Off.
Never.
No. Because I need to know exactly where all your time and money's going. Because if you got kids, first off, my coochie already dry. If you got young children. And I'm sure their relationship probably would have been different, probably would have changed from the jump. I wonder why she didn't tell him she had kids. Because she probably is telling her, she probably got her kids. She probably just sending them off or taking them to the babysitter,
that
whatever.
That bitch ain't got her kids. Ebony, she ain't got her kids. That you bitch do not have the motherfucking kids. There is no way. This man live in a whole nother state, a whole nother country. Fuck that state. This man live in a whole nother country. That's the only way that she could get away with having kids. No, because kids they be talking and shit in the background. You can't never shut kids up. What you talking?
If you got noise canceling,
got me so heated. This got me so heated. No, I don't even know why this bitch broke in. She got me so heated over here.
Bitch, this is naturally unbothered. And you mad about you don't even.
This bitch got me mad, bitch. Because you over here taking up for. If you weren't taking up for this hoe, I wouldn't be this upset. But you over here taking up for this hoe.
I'm not taking up for her. I'm just saying, like, we don't know why she didn't. I want to know why she didn't tell him she had children. Maybe it's the reason. At first, maybe she said no because she didn't know where the relationship was going to go. And
bitch,
then
it's been 3 years and you about to make this man your husband. Ebony, do you realize how you are making yourself sound by trying to defend this bullshit?
I'm not defending. Do you realize? I need
as
more.
As your best friend and sister, I cannot allow or condone the foolishness that is going on right now with you.
I'm sorry. I need more. I need just more. I cannot give any type of answer to this or even respond to the letter until I have more in detail, because I just need to know why she lied.
Bitch, you've given better advice with less shit. This bitch is a trifling ass motherfucking hoe, and he did the best. This is the best thing ever. You know what, sir? Sir, I hope you listen to our podcast because your little raggedy ass girlfriend do. So, ex fiance does. So I'm betting that you do listen to Naturally Unbothered podcast. And sir, I will say this to you. You have done yourself, your life, and your future
a disservice.
The best service by dumping that hoe. Dump that hoe. Delete everything. Every picture you have, delete. Make sure you erase the last 3 years of your life.
We don't know the details of what happened. And until we have the complete details.
Don't even allow the people around you to even say her name. Like, period.
What is her name? Roxy. Roxy must be Roxy, and he wasn't even caring about it.
Don't even. You know what? That's an old-ass lady name anyway. So, ain't nobody naming their kids Roxy these days no more.
Uh-huh. Girl from 106 and Park, whatever her trash name was.
She older. She's like at least 40 now. Ain't nobody naming their kids Roxy anymore. So you shouldn't have to hear that shit too often.
Bitch, 40 is younger than us. So, well, she's 40 now. Bitch, that's younger than what we are right now.
I'm talking about Roxy. I ain't talking about her ass. I'm just saying. Just don't listen. Sir. I know you listen to the show. Roxy, you can kick rocks and fucking drown yourself in toilet water. Like, because you was a foul bitch.
Damn. I'm sorry, Roxy, you've been treated like this. Because we just don't know. And until we have more in-depth conversation with Roxy, I feel the need to just not say anything about this. Right now. Roxy Dow 205-308-8304.
You've already said it.
205-308-8304. So we can get down to the nitty gritty of the
matter. We don't need to get down to the nitty gritty. You a foul ass bitch. And I hope he took the ring. I hope he wrestled your ass down like that woman did, the girl at the hotel, and took your ring back. I hope he snatched that motherfucking ring off your finger. and everything else he bought from you because you ain't worth
I
shit.
Think you need to be caned for this. Yeah, you need to be caned for this
I
shit
need
that
to
you're
be cat,
saying.
but she spent 3 years with somebody and lied about her, the people that she gave life to, but you
He
want to
didn't
cane me
know.
because of that?
He should have done better tracking. He should have better her better. He should have better her better.
He should have vetted her better. I do agree
And
with that.
because he didn't, he bitch, keep the ring
No.
and
Fuck
take care of
that.
your kids. Take care of your
Fuck
kids with
that.
that ring. Take care of your
She
kids
ain't
with that
taking,
ring.
she can't take care of something she don't got no custody of. She ain't got no
That's
custody
a
of them
lie.
goddamn kids.
You can I don't
And she probably paying like $17 a week in child support because she probably a broke ass bitch.
I don't believe that. I believe she's a
You know what? I dislike everything there is about Roxy. Everything.
obviously she
This
old,
bitch is
she
she
broke.
trifling. No, I said she got an old lady name.
Oops.
I said what I said, and I ain't taking it back. That fuck that hoe. You did right, sir. I hope you find the love of your life that doesn't really have any children ever, never gave birth to anything. And then you guys are able to birth beautiful children that look
I feel
glorious, and
like
you can post all the pictures on social media so Roxy's trifling ass has to see. And don't unfriend her. Let her see how your life has blossomed since you haven't dealt with her lying, trifling ass.
I feel like if a woman don't have kids, her pussy trash. So,
Oh. Like, okay, come on. You need to clarify. You mean if she's able to have children? Because I need you to clarify,
I'm
because
just
you're
saying
gonna get us
something. I don't
canceled
even
on
care.
all. No, you're gonna get us canceled by all women. Are you saying
If
women,
what?
childbearing women?
I'm saying if you have a cooch and you're at the age of bearing children and you're able to, you've just been waiting
Okay.
on
Okay, say able
whatever.
to, because the way you said that, it was like, bitch, you
No,
infertile
I'm
bitches. That's the way you
no,
said,
this is
that's
not the
what you
way
said.
that sounded. That's
It
not the way that
I
sounds.
promise you, it sound like you said, you
No,
fucking
because
infertile
I would have
ass
liked to be
bitches.
one of those infertile people. So no, I would. Those are probably my most favorite people. The people that go through life and get to live free without children. Those are my favorite people in the world. So no, I'm talking about the women who save themselves for marriage, who get abortion, save themselves for marriage, and then.
Good. They sleeping
Somebody trying to call me. I don't know who this is.
it. Just because you was the whole of Babylon and gave your pussy out like it was motherfucking government cheese, you can't be talking about somebody
Don't
who
judge me.
ain't even gave up their vagina and talking about his trash.
I can say what I
Girl, you
want to say.
you
Anyway,
can
in
say what you want to
closing,
say, but it's a bunch of bullshit. But finish your statement.
I'm about to give this closing remarks. You know what? While I'm on the closing remarks, my motherfucking gavel still ain't got here. Nigga, I know it's been 2.5 years ago.
Oh, they took your money. If you don't know your money gone by now.
I ordered that shit right before COVID.
They still out for COVID. The business never came back.
I'm just waiting on my thing to update. So you can talk amongst yourself.
What? This is a show of two people. You talking about talk amongst myself.
It's a group effort, huh? Okay, hold
You
on.
is crazy. Oh yeah, we definitely need to do the closing, honey, 'cause I'm so done with you today. I don't want to see you until next week.
And you won't. You can follow Naturally Unbothered on IG, Twitter, and Facebook. You can email us at naturallyunbothered2@gmail.com. That is naturallyunbothered2@gmail.com. We welcome the feedback, the comments, and show ideas. Ebonites, you know how I love your advice requests will keep them coming. Roxy, I'm on your side, girl. He should not have stopped the wedding. He should have continued to be engaged to you. And I hope that since he did leave, I hope you get a nice ring. Send me a picture of the 205-308-8304 so I can tell you exactly where to take it. You know, I was in the pawn industry.
Send a picture of the skin being snatched off your ring finger.
So I can give you some great advice on how to, where to take it so you can get your best money's worth for it. Okay. You can listen on Apple, Spotify, iHeart, Audible, or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast. That's where you can find us. You should be listening to us and watching us on YouTube. Please rate, subscribe, leave a message, a comment, like leave a review. Listen to us on Thursdays and talk to us in the chat. I told y'all, I'll fuck with y'all in the chat. Chat. Let's chat it up. I mean, y'all got to do it ASAP because I'm not going to be able to do it until later in the afternoon next week if y'all don't get it going, because I know I'm back at the workforce, okay? So please hit that notification bell too so y'all know when every show was uploaded. So on Thursdays, if the producer remembers to do it, you know, sometimes the producer be late with uploading the show. And so, I don't know, the producer been doing better with getting the show out. I say that. So good job on that, producers in the background. If you're looking for National Unbothered merch, okay, that's my favorite shirt. I like the good and wholesome. Please, I don't know if it's an emergency or what's going on. Please, www.nationallyunbothered.com. That is www.nationallyunbothered.com. www.nationallyunbothered.com. It's a merch link. To all your Hoas friends and to other Hoas friends to tune in to Nationally Unbothered at 205-308-8304. That is 205-308-8304. Click that merch link. Call us if you want to know about Roxy and where she got the ring and if you want to see pictures of the ring.
Don't call us about Roxy.
Roxy, send me some pictures of your kids.
She don't got no pictures because that bitch don't know where them kids is, because whoever done to her baby daddy done took them shits away. She has no Roxy, contact with the motherfucking kids.
I believe. Okay, I gotta go. Love y'all, America.
All right, y'all. Until next time, it's been another great episode of Nationally Unbothered.
Bye. Let's see what's going on.